Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
The home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
Look at the moon. The moon is incredible. How lucky are we that we're starting the new year with a super moon?
I think we're supposed to be on Saturday night.
I see what you did there, Ken. Is there some kind of a harvest moon going on or something like that?
Huge,
that...
huge. Right on the eve of the autumnal equinox. You gotta love that.
Could have went Neil Young harvest moon.
Yeah, it's a little slow, though.
Since I was attacked recently on this program, I would just like to ask, who is more extra and basic on this program? The one who would like flowers delivered to her by her fiancé at the end of her wedding shower, or the one who was sharing artsy photos of the moon on our group chat the other day?
I thought that that was a beautiful sight.
It was during the Bucks game, though.
Right.
Yeah, I was confused.
I was ordered out. No. We went out and had a nice little picnic.
Numb nuts.
Castle Island.
Wait a second. You went and had a picnic in front of the harvest moon?
It was gorgeous.
During the Bucks game?
Yep.
I'm nuts.
Well, sometimes you have to do things in life.
What did you do wrong to do?
You know what he did? He delivered flowers to his wedding shower.
No,
tonight. That's why.
What penance were you paying for going out and having a picnic during the Tampa Bay Bucks game on Sunday?
I got a phone call saying, you don't have to come, but it is unbelievable. It is the most beautiful day of the year. And it was like, okay, do I stay and watch this game getting pelted with grumpy texts from you and Ken mocking the Bucks?
What a total fraud.
Also, I'm not demanding anything. I was just trying to help listeners.
Yeah, no.
I was giving advice.
It's a subtle advice.
People will thank me. Yes, it's good advice.
It's known as a subtle suggestion, which is actually a demand.
I was giving advice. Fiance's friends on the same page as you for the first few years of marriage. Yeah. It's certainly important.
Coming up, we will get to Thai Law at 8:30. It is a Thai Tuesday here on the Greg Hill Show. And certainly the opportunity to ask Thai Law what he thinks the Patriots should or should not do to honor the return of Tom Brady and Gronk.
It's a Thai MFing Law Tuesday.
Interesting results when it comes to the poll on Gronk. Curtis, the Twitter polls.
Yes. Should the Patriots honor Gronk at Gillette next Sunday? The options are yes, he's the greatest tight end ever, or no, he quit on us. 57% of the votes, no, Gronk quit on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, surprised at that.
I do think we were talking earlier about Tom Brady and how pissed off he would be if there were no tribute paid whatsoever, or if you just did a tribute to Gronk. But I don't see the organization doing something like that. No. I don't. But do you think Bill has any say in that?
No.
No?
I mean, the video department for the Patriots or for Kraft in general is such a large department.
Which one? The legit one or the black ops one that they have?
The legit one.
Okay.
I think
black
that,
ops. We don't know how big that is, Greg.
Like, I don't think we'll Bill knows what's playing on the Jumbotron throughout any game.
No.
So he has no
And even if they ask Bill, you know he said, I don't care. Don't even come at me with that.
Although, do you remember in 2016 when Brady was suspended for the first four games, there was the massive Brady banner hanging at Gillette Stadium because Kraft felt guilty that he had capitulated to Goodell? And somebody asked Bill, and he's like, I don't do marketing slogans. I don't do any of that stuff. So he'll say he has nothing to do with it, but you bet your ass he's got plenty of...
Don't do concerts, don't do banners, don't do parking, don't do concessions. Just try to coach the team.
Parking ahead of concessions.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's interesting when we have McCourty on, because McCourty is all... I mean, he's somebody who always, when it comes to a discussion about Tom Brady, is always gushing in his love of Tom Brady. So if you're Devin McCourty, do you expect that your team is going to do something for Tom Brady?
Yes.
A week from Sunday night? You probably do, right?
Yeah.
Because you would like the same done for you.
Well, that's his angle. He wants one someday. That's why he's going to say they should do a tribute for Brady. Because if Brady doesn't get one, McCourty's definitely not getting one. So he's working that angle as a player.
Volan reported also that the players were obsessed with Brady last year. He said that on the famous Ken and Curtis show.
Yeah.
So I honestly think it'll be more effort to not do something than to just do a quick highlight video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, does the fact that Tom Brady now says he's going to play till 50 change anything when it comes to his return? I mean, this is not the last time that you'll see him at Gillette, most likely.
But it's his only first return.
Yeah, it's the only time he's coming back.
Yeah.
It's the first time he's coming back, but does that change anything?
No, it's the first return, So he will be back three or four times, I'm sure.
This is Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up?
Real quick, I just want to say hi, good morning to Mr. Wiggins, if he's listening.
Yes.
I had two things at the end. I want to ask Razor a question, too, if you don't hang up. But I want to say about the Brady tribute thing, it's pretty simple. They could put something before the game real quick, like, welcome back, that's it. And not even good luck or anything, just welcome back. And during the game, if he breaks a record, I've been to many sporting events where they're playing opponents, Boston, you know, the Bruins or the Patriots, and if Drew Brees breaks a record, a passing record, they put it on the Jumbotron and they say, congratulations, Drew Brees, here's the record, here's who you beat, blah, blah, blah. So to do that during the game for Tom is normal. That wouldn't be a big deal because they've done it for past players on opposing teams.
Yeah, but Ken's lead this morning was essentially what was done when Brees broke the record and the over adulation that was offered him and the pause in the game and all of that stuff. Yeah, I'm sure the NFL is going to want that. Does Bill Belichick want that? Absolutely not. But they're going to have to. I mean, are they gonna stop that game when he breaks that record?
Well, and that's an easy time to have that organic cheer, that organic standing ovation from all the fans. Because Brady's going to throw for 478 yards next week, and he's going to need 22 to break the record. It's going to be on the first play. Everybody's going to know. We're going to be tracking the yards come Sunday afternoon in week four. Everyone will know. As soon as he gets that yard to go past and be the leader, everyone stands up, cheers, congratulations, Tom, and then next play. No video tribute for that.
I also think that it's up to Brady, if he doesn't want to break his momentum, like he might make them hurry up and start into the next play. He might, you know, throw his hands up and say thank you, and then he might just, you know, wave his arms and say, all right, let's get back on the field. But I don't know. But can I do my quick question, Theresa, real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because I've been waiting for this for weeks since he's been a guest host, but I've been having some health issues. In regards to Tuca, I follow hockey a lot. I'm a huge hockey guy. And every year he has he's in the lowest shots against average. So, for instance, this past season, this full season, and even the COVID season, but this season, I took two teams just in general, one which was good, which was the Canadiens, Corey Price or whatever. And Tuukka had 700 or 800 shots against him less than Corey Price. And then I took a crappy team, which was the Los Angeles Kings, and he still had something like 300 shots less against him. So I've always thought the Bruins' defense is good. They always get picked on. A lot of them pucks don't get through, and every season he has less shots on him than most of the decent goalies in the league. Do you follow that? Can you comment on that?
No. You're right, Johnny. Carey plays more games, number one, so that's why those shots are a little lower. But yes, the Bruins have exceptional defense. They have a culture where they're defensive first. It's an entire team. It's not just the six guys on the back end. And you've seen over the years that all the backup goalies that have come through here in the last dozen years have had amazing numbers. They go on and sign deals at other teams. So yes, the Boston Bruins as a team always give up less shots, and Tuukka has definitely benefited from that the last year.
I feel like Tuukka may not need to come back now because I have heard that his long drink, you know, the
he's
beverage.
Crushing it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Good.
That it is highly valued. Mm. Are you familiar with the long drink? I know you're a Jaeger guy.
Yeah.
But it's some Finnish staple when it comes to a kind of a drink.
I lived in Finland and it was there. I haven't had a lot of it, but
what is
it's,
it exactly?
It's pretty good to be in liquor distribution. I think that certainly pays much more than any hockey player can make.
What is it exactly?
It's like a seltzer / liquor / beer, right?
It's a quasi-cocktail, it says. That's how it's explained. I'm trying to find what the...
They do not serve it in big games or in the playoffs.
Top-selling category of alcohol in Finland. Uh-huh. A legendary taste that is now available in America. The roots of the long drink go back to the 1952 Summer Games in Finland, blah, blah, blah.
There's not a lot of people that's what in it was. Finland either. Yeah, so that's the one issue.
No, when they were having the Olympics in Finland... They needed a signature drink, and they created the long drink, and it turned into some kind of a Finnish staple or something like that.
Morjesta, Tuukka.
Morjesta, morjesta. What's up?
Morjesta.
There's Mark. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I was just calling to chime in on the Brady thing. I think they certainly have to do something, and it has to be big, and it almost blows my mind how people, they like throw away the 2 decades of incredible football this guy gave us.
Nobody's throwing that away. No. But it's the NFL. I mean, your stated intention out there is to take the other guy's head off.
Can go do that,
but not to have a 5-hour glowing video tribute for the guy. I mean, I everybody knows.
Well, I don't think it would be, you should have the tribute be longer than the game, but certainly a tribute like that is fitting for what the guy did, even if it's 5 minutes, you know what I mean? And then they can go play the game. But I mean, do Patriots fans really forget the 20 years he gave us of great Sundays?
I think Tom Brady decided to forget. He doesn't like New England, doesn't want to come back. He's forgotten all the years in New England.
I don't think New England has either. I know we said that ticket prices dropped, but I looked it up. It's still $500 for the nosebleeds, and it's like $1,500, you know, up closer. So people are still dropping a pretty penny. I know it might not be a pretty penny for you, Greg, but for us normal people.
He's going to get a statue out front of Gillette Stadium. That's the night you do the tribute. That's the night you do Tom Brady night. You do 3 hours of Tom Brady, the whole thing, all the highlights. When you're playing against him in a week 4 NFL, it's got to be small and it's got to be... take his head off.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what Ty Law says about that on a Tie Tuesday coming up. And then it is a Lose Day at 9 because Lou Merlone will join us. And we'll talk Red Sox and other things with Lou. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Welcome to Adventure Elevated in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Monday Night Football last night, you heard it here on WEEI. Packers trailed 17-14 at the half, but they bounced back and beat the Lions at Lambeau 35-17. A spicy Aaron Rodgers after the game, and a spicy Peyton Manning on the Manning telecast, whatever it is, the alternate cast with Eli. This was Courtney's lead. Do you think, like, Patriots personnel is going to have to answer for this? Or was this just a total joke from Peyton?
People have been saying it for a long time, I think. I don't think that this is the first time somebody's made a claim like that.
But this is Peyton Manning saying
No,
this.
I know, but I think, I don't know. I don't think they're going to have to open any.
I mean, basically said that he felt like there were hidden microphones in the away team locker room at Gillette Stadium.
I mean, I felt like the Packers were listening to Eli, you and I, our conversation on Friday about we got to come out and run the ball. I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back in the day.
So I remember we played the Patriots in that second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers, like, in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see seven guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there.
So this originated in a Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham story at ESPN in 2015.
Yeah.
And in the story, they note that from 2001 to 2006, the NFL's competition committee, led by Bill Polian, the biggest loser, whiny bitch in NFL history, who was the GM of the Colts, said that this was the notion of bugging locker rooms or Brady having a second frequency in his helmet to help decipher the defense were not out of the realm of possibility.
Paranoid much?
Right. I mean, it just was. It's amazing because Bill Polian was the guy that continually changed the rules because he couldn't beat Belichick and Brady. And yet he's the one saying that the Patriots were cheating.
Get Ty Law's take on this next, I'm sure. Peter King with Gresh and Keefe today. Ben Volen with Maloney and Fourier at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Red Sox were idle. Yankees won. Blue Jays lost. So, sorry, Razor. Right now, Toronto, game and a half back, but they're a half game up on the Yankees. So, you a Jays fan? You following this closely here?
Jays, yeah, somewhat of a Jays fan. Not as much, but my friends are keeping me posted. Everybody's excited. I mean, you talked about already, it's Yankees-Jays next week, and that's the big one.
That could be
decided. Ideally, Blue Jays come here, and the Blue Jays Red Sox. That's a great
that'll
one.
Be a great one game series. Player. Very scary.
You were probably an Expos guy growing up.
Blue Jays. Joe Carter, 93 home run, Skydome.
Christian Arroyo could return tonight. 7:10. Your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Craig Hill Show on EEI. Case you forgot.
That a boy, that's the spirit.
It's a Ty MFing Law Tuesday.
Hey, Mr. Crab, man, tell Bill, man, hey, man, I need my money, man. I'm talking about law.
On WEEI.
Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I fall for law and the law one. I fall for law and the law one.
Well, unfortunately, Ty Law is not in here with vodka this week. I don't know what's going on. Ty, where are you?
Hey, I'm here at the house now. I got to roll out to the Big E today in Springfield, guys. So, I'm already scheduled. But I will be there next time I'm in town, I promise. I'll be there in the studio with the vodka, with the cooler, and I'm going to make drinks. I'm going to be bartending again. I got something special for y'all for your coffee.
Ty Tuesday is brought to you by V1, which is Ty's vodka. Have you tried it yet?
I missed out. Wiggy's, I was hoping he was going to.
It's the best vodka ever. Oh,
Wiggy's off today, Ty, but Andrew Raycroft is filling in, former Boston.
Hey, what's up, Andrew? How you doing, bro?
I'm great, Ty. Sorry I missed the vodka today. Next time.
By the way, Ace, a 774 texter during the break said, what does the Tommy Two-Tone of NHL goalies have against Tom Brady? I need a Tommy Two-Tone rejoin, by the way, at some point this morning before the show ends. But,
please.
What do you have against Tom Brady?
Brady. It's the tribute and it's the Patriots fans that are going to cheer for him, the opposition in week four in Gillette Stadium. I'm confused by this.
And you don't understand.
I feel
that.
As a Patriot fan, you should want Tom Brady to be intercepted five times and to boo him the whole time. That's my issue. Right, Ty? When you're playing against Tom Brady, week four, you want to take him out, both figuratively and literally, correct?
Absolutely. You want to play your best game. I mean, it's the greatest of all time. I mean, imagine, for some of those young guys, what it could do for their confidence if you sack Tom Brady, if you're a pass rusher, or intercept him as a defensive back. I know when I look forward to playing against Tom when I was with the New York Jets, and I got an opportunity to pick him off, and I did. Took it to the damn house, too.
I love it. And you would want the hometown crowd to cheer you when you did that, right?
I really didn't care if they did it or they did or they didn't. Hell, I'm playing against, the wide receivers. I'm playing against Tom Brady. I'm playing against my ex-team. So, of course, I'm not expecting them to cheer for me. You're supposed to cheer for the Patriots because that's your team. And I'm going to cheer for the Patriots when they play Tampa Bay. And I think half the stadium might be cheering Tom on. I don't understand it either. But at the end of the day, you want him to stay healthy. Maybe, hey, play a great game. But at the end of the day, we want a W here in New England. That's just the way it works.
What kind of will some sort of a tribute be paid to Tom Brady prior to that game, during that game? Will it be a video tribute? Or like if you were on that team or you were Bill Belichick, what would you want or not want to be done?
I think that Tom has earned the respect to give whatever tribute that they are willing to give him. I think, put him on the big screen. I mean, let it last 5-10 minutes. I mean, that might get you pumped up on the other sideline. You know what I mean? Because if I was playing and they're going to do a tribute to Tom, which he rightfully deserves, that's going to put more fuel in the fire so I can add to my stat sheet. I'm going to try to pick his ass off. I mean, that's just what my job was, but I think, out of respect for Tom and what he's done for the 20 years that he was in New England, you have to do something for him. There's nothing wrong or disrespectful about that to your other team. You got to give Tom his props and his praise, but then go out there and try to kick his ass.
Well, Ty, I know you've said before that you think Tom should be inducted into the Hall of the Hall of Fame while still playing. How much fuel would be added to the fire if the NFL decided to do that while he was playing at Gillette?
You know what? I know that's not going to happen, but that would obviously rub a lot of people the wrong way. It's a process to it. We all know that Tom Brady is the greatest football player of all time, and he's the GOAT for so many reasons. But, you know, you're going to have to wait. But whenever he decides to retire, whether that's next year, the year after that, we know he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in those 5 years. I'm just saying because of who he is and what he's done, you might as well just fit him for his gold jacket right now. But you can't give it to him earlier. That I'm talking, you know, jokingly. And I wouldn't be mad if they did. Don't get me wrong. Because if anybody deserves it, it's Tom Brady. But it's a lot of other Hall of Famers in there that probably, you know, had the same type of accolades. Talking about the Jerry Rices, the Joe Montanas of the world. Everyone had to wait, you know, their 5 years. But everyone knows that he's first ballot. So just take one out. Who's ever up in that class, you already know a slot is taken.
Ty, you look at 2 weeks in this offense under the helm of Mac Jones. Do you feel like they're being too conservative when it comes to red zone or looking long downfield?
I think you have to play to Mac Jones' strength. You want to keep his confidence going. So if that means, you know, dinking and dunking and being conservative down the field until he gets, you know, more in tune with his players, you know, the NFL. I think they're protecting Mac Jones right now. Not saying that he can't do it, but I think Josh McDaniel, Bill Belichick, they are taking their time with the development of Mac Jones.
And that's the way they should be doing it, right?
Exactly. I mean, you should be doing that. You don't want to go out there and, you know, have him do a Trevor Lawrence, do you?
No.
Five interceptions or whatever they threw out there. So I think, you know, give him his time. Let him take his time because you threw him in there. You probably wasn't expecting him to start right away. We probably were still thinking that Cam Newton was going to start. You're going to develop Mac Jones behind him. But unfortunately, you had to throw him into the fire. And for his mental state and his development, you have to take it slow. Maybe by the time 6-7 weeks come, he's more acclimated to the NFL game. You know, he might start going downfield a little more and they might take a few more chances.
Ty, what have you seen on the defensive side through 2 weeks for the Patriots? And have you seen situations where you say, man, if Gilmore was in, they would have had a better opportunity to make a play there? Or going forward, do you see situations playing a New Orleans Saints in week 3, Tom Brady, airing the ball out a little bit more the next couple weeks where you're thinking there's some an issue not having Gilmore in the lineup?
Anytime you have a player like Stephon Gilmore, it's always going to be an issue when he's not in the lineup because he's your best defensive player, period. And, you know, I don't care what the stats say, you know, from the last game. You know, you're playing with a young quarterback. Those things happen. You go against Bill Belichick, you take advantage of the young quarterback. But when it comes to playing Tom Brady and quarterbacks and teams like that, that is when you're going to really say, you know what, I wish Stephon Gilmore was out there because he can go up one-on-one against any of those receivers and take them out. I'm not sure right now if they have anybody that can do that. I like what JC is doing right now. You know, when he's getting stats, he's getting picks, whether it's tips, breaking on balls, he's coming into his own, and he's getting the opportunity being that Stephon is down. Now he's the number one guy. So, but I really can give a great indication over the last 2 weeks of who they really are, because I don't think they played anybody that great.
Just so you know, Razor, Ty is Stephon Gilmore's spiritual advisor. Mm. So you just need to know that.
No bias.
He's a tad bit biased.
Hey, pay the man. But, you know, I'm just talking from a really, you know, all jokes aside, from a football perspective, he's one of those rare talents that can go out there and do things at the cornerback position that everyone just can't do. And, you know, I think he's just that remarkable of a player, and they're a better team with him.
Ty, a lot of people talking about Peyton Manning, talking about the Patriots bugging the locker room. He used to talk to his team in the showers, he said. Just want to know if you had any inside view into that.
When did the Patriots become the damn CIA? I mean, oh, my God. I mean, I haven't heard it. I mean, I want to hear the audio. I really do. You guys got it so I can hear exactly what he said?
Yeah, we can play a little bit of it for you.
Give me a little taste of that, please.
Okay.
We played the Patriots in that second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers like in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see seven guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there.
You know what? You know what's even stranger about that comment is I agree with Peyton. He is extremely right. It is very strange to see seven guys in the shower. I hope they had clothes on. You know, talking about football. I mean, oh my goodness. But you know what, Peyton? He might have thought that because how we just had. Man, we was in his head a little bit. Let's be honest. We was in his head a little bit, and that's okay. That's Bill Belichick. You know, scheming up things, and we had players that had the confidence. So you probably would think it's a bug in there because we kind of knew what you were doing. I ain't even going to tell the secrets right now, but we knew what the hell he was doing. So go ahead in the shower with all your buddies.
Meanwhile, the FedEx guy is delivering HGH to his wife outside of the locker room at the time. I mean, it's a tad bit hypocritical for him to suggest that others may be manipulating the rules here and there.
When he went and spent a year in Europe while he was rehabbing from neck surgery.
I'm gonna stay away from that one. Peyton is my friend, a great quarterback, great competitor, but you know, I mean, it's going to always be a lot of talk about, you know, that rivalry, whether, you know, him jokingly saying we had it bugged or, you know, this gate, that gate. What's that one called? Bug gate?
Bug gate. Yeah,
it's
our gate.
It's sore loser gate. You know,
so that's just another gate they want to add on to it for whatever reason, man. But, you know, Peyton is great. I think, you know, his analysis, you know, his funny, his wit, you know, is awesome, man. You know, I enjoy listening to him.
Ty, how frustrating was that then, and is it still for you now, that you dominated that team that was clearly had all the stars, all the money, the, you know, everybody's favorite quarterback in both 2003-04, they come to Gillette Stadium and their season's ended. How frustrated is it that that was attempted to be smeared by Bill Polian and others in that organization?
I mean, I take satisfaction because if, you know, you want to go through those extremes, even when they talked about, you know, they being aggressive how we played on the wide receivers and they kind of what they call it, the Ty Law rule.
Yep.
I mean, I look at that as a compliment. You know what I mean? We just came out there. We kicked ass. We took names. Y'all had to go home mad on the bus and we went to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I take satisfaction in it, so it's not frustrating at all. It's funny.
Wiggy's big concern yesterday was about this offense and whether they can put enough points up. Never mind this week against the Saints, but when it comes to week four and the Bucs, you look at this offense, you think that they can put enough points up to beat either one of those teams?
I mean, we can look at what the offense is doing right now and say, you know what, you're going to have to do more. We know you're going to have to do more when you're playing against Tom Brady. You know, defense is going to have to step up, and I want to put more of the emphasis on the defense, you know, stopping them, not letting them get at least a field goal. I mean, you got to get some three and outs and get your offense back on there and get up. But if you're going to go toe-to-toe with what they're showing right now with their offense, you know, being conservative, you know, you're not going to win that game. So maybe that might be the game where Josh McDaniel just opens up the playbook and say, hey, Mac, you're ready to roll and go for it, because that's what you're going to have to do. But they're not going to, you know, be competitive with how conservative they're playing right now when you're playing against Tom Brady. You know, Gronk, Antonio Brown, Goodwin, all those offensive weapons that they have down there in Tampa. So, you know, Bill Belichick is probably going to put the pressure on the defense and saying, you guys better step up. And again, I'm not his agent. I haven't talked to him in a few days. Stephon Gilmore would help.
Ty, I said
a few days. Yeah, go ahead. What?
I said this yesterday, and then we had a caller today say the same thing. Do you think there is any chance that they are holding things back for week four when it comes to Mac Jones? Like they're going to let him fly week four.
Yes. That I think if you're going to, I mean, get him confident, you know, in the system, the NFL game, the speed of the NFL game. And yes, you have to bring it out. You don't want to come in here and play conservative because you know Tom is not going to come in here and play conservative. You're expected to lose the game anyway. So what do you got to lose? Let the man go out there and play, swing it. You know, I mean, because really the Patriots have nothing to lose because I'm guaranteed that 1,000% of the people or the analysts out there outside of people in New England and in that locker room is expecting them to lose. I'll give you an analogy. It's like when I played Jerry Rice for the first time. Everyone expected me to lose. I took the approach that, guess what? If I'm a rookie, if I lose, guess what? I'm supposed to lose. But if I win, I'm the damn man. So I was the most comfortable that I've ever been on a football field when I'm going against Jerry Rice because that's the GOAT and everyone is expecting him to do whatever, to do what the GOAT does. And I'm just a young guy out here playing. So there is no pressure. There should be no pressure on the Patriots. There should be no pressure on Mac Jones because no one is expecting you to go out there and beat Tom Brady right now.
What about
go out there and have fun and let him hang.
What about defensively, Ty? Does Bill Belichick have a few tricks up his sleeve that Tom Brady has not seen? Will he be able to scheme a different way? Will he be able to confuse Tom Brady in any way on the defensive side of the ball week four?
You cannot. It's nothing that Bill can do that Tom hasn't seen. It's up for the individuals out there to execute. Now, the one great thing that Bill Belichick always does is he's taken out somebody. And maybe one of Tom's, I don't know who that might be because they have so many, and that's going to be the challenge. But I'm interested to see which Coach Belichick cooks up, you know, myself. Because normally, like I said, we're playing against the Rams in the Super Bowl. Okay, we're taking out Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk is not going to beat us. Somebody else is going to have to beat us. It's going to be interesting who's going to be Marshall Faulk when it comes to Tampa that week. You got to take away somebody, maybe two. And I just don't know what they're going to do. So the defense has to step up and win individual battles.
All right, what do you got going on? Anything this weekend V1-wise that we want to talk about?
Yeah, well, I'm going to the Big E today. I was at Aviva Trattoria last night. We had a great time, real intimate setting. We're going to be in all the 110 grills. But come to the Big E. I'm going there today. We got a speakeasy that we built at the Big E. It's called Stanley Speakeasy, all V1. So that's what's going on today. So when y'all get out, drive on up. We can have a good time.
You have like a unique fried food item, like fried Oreos or something, every year at the Big E? Isn't that the thing that they do at the fairs?
I don't know about it. This is actually going to be my first time at the Big E, so I'm not going to eat Oreos. I'm going to drink vodka. And I don't think Oreos and vodka, that probably don't mix. But we do got a great vanilla that might work with an Oreo. Yes. I mean, I got to try that.
That would work. Where are you going to watch the game this week with V1?
You know what? I'm probably going to be, I'm thinking right now, I might be in L.A. I might be in L.A. This weekend. But if not, I'll be somewhere at somebody's sports bar watching the game, pouring V1. We're probably going to be on tap, but right now I'm debating on being in L.A., watching it on TV, or somewhere in New England, you know, hosting and, you know, just doing what I do, guys. Because guess what? Next time I come back there, I'm hosting there too.
Yes, I know. We can't wait.
In the studio. Yes, that's what I do every day.
All right. We will see you. We'll talk to you next week, whether here in the studio or on the phone. And look forward to it. Thank you very much, Ty Law.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to next week.
All right, that is Ty Law on the Harbor One Hotline. It is also a lose day, which means that we'll talk to Lou Merlone on the Red Sox and other things coming up.
WEEI is searching for the next Red Sox podcast co-host. So go and grab your favorite Sox jersey and submit a 2 to 4 minute video of yourself giving us your best Sox take.
Apply now at weei.com/podsox and you could be hired. Must be 18 or older to apply.
The search for the next dynamic and passionate Red Sox podcast co-host is on. That's weei.com/podsox.
ZipRecruiter is a proud partner of Odyssey's 2400 Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Today, and that right there is for you, Andrew Raycroft, filling in for Wiggy, a texter suggesting that you are the Tommy Two-Tone, I guess the one-hit wonder of NHL goalies. Yeah. I gather that you enraged that individual with your comments about Tom Brady this morning.
Obviously.
I don't know what you said that was so upsetting, but apparently you weren't paying the proper respect to Tom Brady.
Try and work on that.
Going to work on that?
I completely missed the Tommy Two-Tone reference as well.
That's so, okay. Yeah, I mean, you might not know that was the artist. I don't understand those who want a gigantic, over-the-top, glowing tribute to a guy that you want to beat soundly and move on to week number five. I'm not going to get that.
It's the Matt Damon effect. Those people have the same feeling that Matt Damon has.
Yeah.
It's the people that are going to follow Tom wherever he goes. I think those people are loud and proud about not being on, hating Bill Belichick, not being on the Patriots side. Once Tom left, they don't care. They're going to watch all the Bucks games, not Pats games.
Yeah.
It's those people.
Yeah. I mean, how can a Pats fan, and he just said it, his buddies are Pats fans, giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Listen, Tommy Two-Tone, who sent in, if he doesn't like the Pats anymore, that's fine. But I don't want to see that guy at the Super Bowl parade when the Pats win it in 3 or 5 years.
And you know he would.
Yes. Yeah, of course that guy is there. Oh, I'm a Pats fan. You're not a Pats fan if you're now a Brady fan. You can't be both.
Well, you guys can be a Brady fan.
Do you guys think that the Bulls fans would ever have a conversation like this when Michael Jordan returned as a Wizard? Like, are we going to cheer Michael Jordan? Does he deserve a big video board celebration? Of course not. We're these nutty provincial idiots who can't see the forest through the trees. Like, Tom Brady built everything that you enjoy. He is the greatest American sports team athlete in the history of our country. He left your city, went to the opposite conference, and just won a Super Bowl. The notion that there should be any debate is laughable. I mean, the Bulls, I'm sure every time Michael Jordan sets foot as a Bobcats or whatever their team is in Charlotte, owner or
Hornets,
a player for the Wizards or whatever, they celebrate him, right? I mean, is there any debate in Chicago, do you think, that we shouldn't celebrate Michael Jordan because he's a front office for another team or he played and finished his career as a Wizard?
No, if Tom Brady went to, if he, because Michael Jordan did not go directly from the Bucks to playing for another team. That's the issue. If Tom Brady comes back someday and he's an owner, a part owner of a team, I think he will be warmly embraced by the region.
No,
that's
yeah.
different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, this week's different. That's all. It should be called Tom Brady Stadium. It should be called, Route 1 should be Tom Brady Way. It should be a stadium in front of the McDonald's on route. What, like, it should be everywhere, but just not this week.
Not this week.
If you're a Pats fan, you want him to lose that week. That's all. That's
all. Jerry Krause did Jordan dirty. Brady chose to leave. Much different scenario.
Ken, you are wrong on that. Like, every time you say it.
When the British surrendered, did we give Benedict Arnold like a celebration? Did Washington say, let's throw a parade?
When Michael Jordan said he doesn't like New England and never wants to move back there.
Once again, we had Tom Curran, who has been the number one guy in this entire topic, on our show Saturday, and he slapped you around, Ken, and said that that wasn't the case. We all know that that's not the case. And even if it were the case, we owe Brady more than he owes us.
No. I want to find a way to troll the guy. Is it too late to get a billboard or something? Like what? A
plane.
What was?
Oh,
the plane over the game?
The banner plane.
Call Ernie.
Those are the best. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Plane's the best way to go.
You like the,
I like the
will
plane.
Will he see the plane mid-game?
No. What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hey, good news, though. If you go to the game, no traffic on the way home. Blowout. So you'll be able to get home early.
I finally get to be on your show after all these years.
Yeah, you do, Tom. And you left us.
Do you stay and watch the conclusion of sporting events, Greg, or do you like to guess and create your own ending?
Oh, that makes sense. That's why you leave early.
I can't believe that you, actually, I can believe that you cannot appreciate the art involved in the Sopranos series finale. I understand that that was above your understanding.
Did you major in art history? And oh, wait, you didn't go to college.
This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's happening,
First
David?
First of all, I mean, Tommy Two Tone. Jenny, I got your number. 1982, I was in sixth grade.
That's a texter referred to Razor as Tommy Two Tone, as to suggest that he was a one-hit wonder in the NHL. I mean, that's what
it is. This is loot. I mean, come on. How about like a little old Mickey, you're so fine?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Complain about the rejoins. This is Mike from Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. What's up? How are you today?
What's up, Mike?
So I'm about to handle Ken in a little bit, but I just want to say, if you really want to troll Tom Brady, instead of like tributing, you know, to Tom at the stadium on that day, every time the Patriots score a touchdown, which shouldn't be too many times, we're against that defense, but every time they score a touchdown, play that Giselle drop where she says, hello! Okay. But here's the thing. Anyways, oh, that gets me every time. Anyway, so Ken, your derangement is hysterical. I'm with Curtis on this one. You've gone like completely off the reservation. So I get it. There's no reason for the Patriots to play some kind of video. You know, I mean, they could if they were classy, but I don't think they're going to go in that direction. I think they're just going to leave it alone, which is fine. The fans should do what they should do. Stand up, give him an ovation. And they're gonna talk about him on the broadcast when he breaks the record. But at the end of the day, when you look at Tom Brady and why he left, you got to think about it in terms of the guy that works for the same company for like, you know, 30 years. And he's promised this big promotion and this big raise, and he's going to get a big bonus and all the things that he needs in order to be successful in that job. And they're going to bring him up. And then when it comes time for that to happen, they say, yeah, you know, we're going to be bringing in some new guys, and we're going to let you go. That's what happened to Tom Brady. Tom Brady had been sacrificing everything he had for the 20 years almost that he was here. And then when it came time to say, all right, Tom, we're going to give you what you deserve, whether it be money or putting a team around him. And look, the Patriots didn't have the ability to put the team that he really needed around him. They kind of, like Belichick said, he had to do what he had to do. But that wasn't conducive to Tom continuing his success. So he had to leave. It wasn't that he chose to leave because he hates Bill, that whole narrative that you guys keep thumping over and over again. I'm sure there's some issues with the guys, but there's mutual respect.
You heard it yesterday.
Both of them had to do it.
You heard Bill answer the question about Tom playing until he was 50 on this show yesterday, and he said if there's anybody who can do it, it's Tom Brady. That's not a guy who hates Tom Brady. Right. I'm sorry. That's a guy who, as Ty Law said, has a respect and an appreciation for Tom Brady.
Well, and Ty said vice versa, too, that Brady respects Belichick,
right,
and that it's all made
right
up by the media.
I'll tell you what. a fitting tribute would be at the end of the game, Santo shows up with a bouquet of flowers for Tom Brady.
It's a Santo.
What do you think about that?
Hilarious. Santo would love to be at that game, so if he can get in there to troll him, sure.
All right, we're going to take a break. Lou Merlone will join us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.